So two-faced, and I never wanna see any of them again. You were just a mistake, I believe you changed. So you fucked all of my friends, and you can have your keys back. This time it's really over, I'm never coming over again. Little Miss Popular, say you're just friends, but it's all just words. And this is harder than I bargained for, but you deserve it, cause my t-shirt, cheated till your knees hurt. Told me that I need work, maybe that was you all along. I'm sick of heartbreak, living in my mistakes. Realize that you're so fake, fuck, I hated you all along. Oh, 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 I hated you all along. Such a tryhard, pretty little pick me, making me sick, yeah. But you are such a liar, always feeding your obsession and needing that attention. And this is harder than I bargained for, but you deserve it, cause you stole my t-shirt, cheated till your knees hurt. Told me that I need work, maybe that was you all along. I'm sick of heartbreak, living in my mistakes. Realize that you're so fake. Fuck, I hated you all along. Oh, 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 I hated you all along. Oh, oh, I hated you all along. Oh, 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 I hated you all along. Baby, so toothpaste.
Hey folks, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, and you're listening to show number 211. That's right folks, 211. That's how long we've been going at this. That's almost 11 years worth of shows. And hopefully, we're back on track to getting you out at least mostly weekly shows again. That was August Brody, who hails to us from Thunder Bay in Ontario. That's up way up north from where I am. And they wrote the song in the back of the ambulance during their late night shifts as an EMT. Pop punk pretty boy, August Brody is fueled by a mission to get out of his small town and into the stage where he belongs. Hailing from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Brody has just the right amount of piss and vinegar to bring you back to that college breakup you're still mad about. Being called the new nostalgia, his sound touches on emo, punk, pop, with unexpected notes to hip-hop. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, and we'll head on over to the show links to check out more of Brody's music. There's a link to his link tree where you can check out his music on just about any music streaming service you can get your hands on. Right, we have six amazing tracks this week, lots of great stuff. Hopefully you guys are going to enjoy it all. I know I certainly enjoyed finding it and listening to it and selecting it for this show. So here we go. We're going to jump right back into the music and not waste any time with me talking right here.
This is Toronto-based musician Alex Southey wondering if your mom is also going to book club with my mom. And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I know we went a little bit more mellow there for two tracks, but still, great music. So first up, we had Alex Southey and his newest track, which came out Thursday, July 13, called Never Listen. And Alex is based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, which is not all that far away from me. We have popped in a link into the show notes to his webpage, should you wish to learn more about Alex and his music. He does have Bandcamp, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Spotify accounts, so you're bound to find his music all over the place. Go find it where you enjoy the music the most. Let him know I sent you his way and what you think of his music. That'd be fantastic. Musicians never get enough positive feedback or find out where people hear their musicians so they know where to put their effort into getting their music out there to the listeners. And most of the people I get to play in the show don't make it into mainstream radio right away, so you can always say you heard them here first, right? That's never a bad thing. And that track, of course, was a self-submit from Alex, so thank you, Alex, for sending stuff in. Also, for the bumpers, which he sent me a whole collection of them. You guys are going to hear Alex for years to come, probably. But, you know, my books is never a bad thing. I'm always down for musicians or listeners to send me those little, we call them bumpers or radio features, that are featured in between the tracks instead of me playing advertisements. So if you want to hear your voice on the show, send me something. My only requirement is that you include the fact that you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. If you're a band, say the band name. If you're a fan, say you're a fan. Tell me why you listen to the show. You want to be as creative as you can be, you're more likely to end up in regular rotation. As you know, Dave and Caroline from The Bugcast, which is another fantastic music podcast, which airs live on Friday nights, UK time about 9:30. Here in my part of Eastern Canada, usually about 4:30. So, you know, it's a great way to listen to something fantastic and prep for dinner. But Dave sent me a bunch that, and Caroline included in some of them as well, that have made fun of us stealing British place names, like Newcastle and London, York, all kinds of them. There's all kinds. Like, literally in Ontario, you could do a little tour of towns and hit a lot of major cities that are place names for places in Europe. It could be a fun thing to do, right? So after that great track from Alex, we played a track that was sent in to us from Jordan over at Artura, and the track was called Eddie, and it was by a Canadian rock and roll band called the Tuesday Nighters. And they're a rock and roll band with a spirit founded on the dancing floors of the Toronto downtown and a soul in small towns and countrysides in Northern Ontario. The song Eddie was inspired by the story of Private Eddie, and I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, and I'm so sorry, Nyamapulk, who was an Indigenous soldier and a residential school runaway who was killed during World War II and was buried in the Rome War Cemetery. The band wanted to honor him with something, and this haunting retelling of Eddie's very sad story through the power of music. The songwriter, Taylor Prestige, visited the grave there and met with his surviving family in the Manitoulin Mounds, which is in northeastern Ontario near Kenora. To our knowledge, this is the only time Eddie has ever been visited in that cemetery. The story was chronicled by Taylor in an article published in McLean's Remembrance Day issue in 2016. The band felt it was extremely fitting that it was recorded at the, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, and again, I'm sorry, Jukasa Studio, which sits on the Six Nations land. Furthermore, 50% of all proceeds from this song will be donated to the Downie Wenjack Fund. So, if you guys enjoyed this, go check out more of Tuesday Nighters music. And they've got all kinds of links that will be available over in the show notes. All right, we have three more tracks to play for you, so we're going to get back to some more music now that I've talked your ear off for a couple minutes.
She's so sweet, she's so sweet, sweet on me. She's so sweet when she's sweet on me. We're surrounded by them, and they're taking over. Cannot make it on my own. It's distracting me.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
While the
Well, there you go, folks. Two more tracks of great music, right? Hopefully you guys enjoyed everything there. So there we had a new single called Sweet sent in to me from the Royal Castles. It was a direct submit. These guys say, this new single is meant to be played on repeat. The last few years have spun us all out, and we need to remember where the kids go and make that our destination together. It's all about good love, good people, good times, and breaking free from isolation. These guys. What a track. Had a lot of fun listening to that one. It's a bit of a bop, even though sometimes the lyrics were a little bit repetitive. But, you know, I could see it being played out on the beach where everybody's just chilling and having a good time. So these guys are from Guelph, Ontario, which again is not all that far away from me, which is fantastic. These guys, if they're ever playing something local, I might pop my head in. Who knows? You know, we always have that possibility. And then we had a track by, double check my notes here. I believe it's The Boathouse. I hate when I can't find my tracks notes. There we go. Yes. It's The Boathouse. And this is a group that is actually formed from members of two different bands. And it features Josh Targan on drums from the Sam Roberts Band. Vincent Spelunczyk on keys and vocals. Dragonette Baidwin Soundclash are the bands they're from. Tristan Armstrong on bass from the Actual Goners, and Ryan himself from the Actual Goners on lead vocals and guitar. Their first single came out May 5th, which is available in a number of places to go look. And the band came together as they met Josh at a very impromptu jam session through a mutual friend. And this is what became of that lovely little jam session. So if you guys enjoyed this track by The Boathouse, which was called The Pink Sun, please go check out more of their stuff. I believe I have Linktree links in the show notes. And these guys are from all over Ontario, as best I can figure. I don't think I have a specific location written down for them. Now, our last track of the show, we'll get to in just a second. So bands, if you want to send me something, PR people, if you're sending me something, the best way, the fastest way to get it on the show is give me the band name. Tell me where in Canada they are from. I don't care what part of Canada they're from. Just tell me. And if the band doesn't want their hometown released, at least give me the province they're in. Southern part of Ontario, northern part of Alberta, somewhere in the Northwest Territories. Like, give me something. If I don't have to research a lot, I'm more likely to play something right away. Give me the name of the track and give me a link to a spot where I can download the single they want played. If you're just giving me a link to a SoundCloud where I can listen to it, you have now added time to me having to find the track, go to that page, double check I've got the right thing, that you included the right link, listen to the track. Now I've got to come back and email you if I want to play it, wait for you to send me the track. And instead of getting in next week's show, you might be getting in a month. Just how we roll here. I do tend to go through the inbox and plan out the next 3 to 4 shows. So think about that. Include me a little bit about the song, about the band, a link to the webpage, a link tree, some sort of social media that I can link to in my show notes to direct my listeners to go find more of their stuff. I want people to get the views. I want people to get the likes. I want people to be found on Instagram or TikTok or wherever it is they're posting their things. Just like I'm trying to get exposure for my live streaming off of Twitch and over to my YouTube where I do clips, and I've cut down videos so that instead of this 6-hour stream, you get to watch a 1-hour stream with just the highlights. And I post clips on TikTok too. So like I'm out there trying to get views for me as a video game streamer, because podcasting, as much as I love it and I love endorsing all these wonderful musicians and telling the world about them and how awesome they are and their great music and talking about the shows, I don't make money off of podcasting. I do this for the joy of music and the fact that I get to listen to stuff and sometimes get invites to great shows, but it doesn't pay my electrical bill, you know. So if you want to send me the music, or you want to send me a bumper, chris@insomniaradio.net. Links are on my show pages. Links are all over the place. I constantly post how to get a hold of me. It's easy. Send something in. If you don't hear back from me in about a week, feel free to drop me another note. I'm okay with getting, hey, just wanted to check in and make sure you got this, the link to the WeTransfer or whatever file service you've used is going to expire in a day or two, and I didn't want to have to resend it if you've gotten it. Perfect, right? Right. So that brings me to last track time, because we are also at like almost 29 and a half minutes into the show, and I'm hoping I've left you with a kicker of a track, something you can have a bop to that's going to get you through the rest of the day or your evening, or whenever you're listening to this. And if you are listening, send me some feedback. I love getting feedback. Even if it's just a, hey, thanks for doing what you do. Pop over to our Telegram group. Join the conversations there. We've got a Discord. Did you know we have a Discord? We have a Discord for the show. It's really quiet over there. I would love for you guys to all come and join us over on the Discord. And if you need a link to the Discord, drop me an email. Let me know you need it. I'll happy to send it to you. Right? So last track. Last track is going to be awesome. I think you guys are going to like this. So this is from a band called Hairhound. The track is Devil May Care. They are available over Apple Music, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I will have a link in the show notes, of course. And they write, hey, Chris, do the people in your life ever try to stop you from following your dreams? It may be out of love and worry, but at some point you just have to ignore those voices when you know what's best for yourself. Our song Devil May Care was inspired by my own goals and due to what makes me happy in spite of the scrutiny and opinions of others. The term Devil May Care suggests that the willingness to take risks and the lack of concern for what others may think or how things may turn out. It also implies a sense of adventure and daring, as well as a willingness to embrace uncertainty and to live in the moment. Those there, folks, are some very wise words. So I hope you enjoy this track, and we'll catch you on the next show. Remember, self-care is important, folks. Drink your water, take your meds, get some rest, do something that you love, find something that inspires you. Thanks for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Have a great, however long it is between shows, and enjoy this last track. Bye! You've already decided it, who you think I am, before you see me yet. But the show ain't over yet, over yet. So why I make it hard on me? For your fire's always aimed at mine, though. But I don't care what you see. Take your shot at me. Like laser beam.